Perikov Bet, Pasuk Lamed of this week's Parsha, we're told that when there's a trefa, an animal that's been killed, can't be eaten, it's not kosher, we're supposed to give it to the dog. La kelev tashlichanoto. The Balei HaTosfot and the Pasuk say that the kelev was moser nefesh to protect the animals when the wolf came to attack them, and for this we need to show appreciation. So of course we see from here the importance of appreciation for those who are moser nefesh. But I think there's a broader question, which is the kelev failed. The reason there's a trefa is because the wolves were successful at getting the animal. So why would we reward the kelev? I think the obvious answer is that even though the kelev failed, we award the effort, for sure an effort of mesiras nefesh, wherever it's invested. This obviously is an important lesson in life in general about the importance of effort, even when the efforts are unsuccessful in their goal. Rav Fran connects this idea to marriage. Too often in marriage, we are frustrated with the results instead of appreciating each other's efforts. And a beautiful expression of this is the Gemara in Brachot Avchet, which speaks about the two different psukim, Tanakh, regarding the relationship between a man and a woman. One pasuk famously in Sefer Mishlei says, Matzah Isha Matzah Tov, person who finds a woman has found the good in life. Another pasuk in Sefer Kohelet says, Umotzeh Ani Mari Mavet Et Aisha, I find that a woman can be more bitter than death. Gemara in Brachot Avchet tells us that in Eretz Yisrael, when people would get married, the guests would ask, is it a matzah isha matzah tov, or a motzei ani mar mimavet et aisha? One vav of a difference. One vav can make all that difference between tov and mar mimavet. And our friend explains symbolically that matzah is when you look at the past as well. There may be frustrations in the present, but you appreciate each other based on everything you've done together in the past. That kind of marriage is a healthy one because you'll appreciate not just the moment, but the present in light of the past. Matzah, imotza, nimar mimavet et aisha, singular with the vav, is when a person looks only at the present. When a person sees only the present, they can see things that are very frustrating, things that will make them angry, and then the marriage is mar mimavet. This is an important thing for us to reflect upon, both in how we relate to others who put in efforts on our behalf and how we relate to our own efforts, whether they're successful or not. Shabbat Shalom.